This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Assam on Saturday is set to create a historic moment as he will land and take off from Northeast's first highway-based emergency landing strip at Chabua in Dibrugarh district. National Human Rights Commission takes Suomoto cognizance of reported blast at illegal coal mine that killed several workers in East Jayantia Hills district of Meghalaya. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh visits internally displaced persons in Jiribam district and stresses on his commitment to a unified Manipur. The news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to create a historic moment during his visit to Assam on Saturday as he will land and take off from the Northeast's first highway-based emergency landing strip at Chabua on the Dibrugarh-Moran stretch in Dibrugarh district. According to sources, the Prime Minister will first arrive at the Chabua Air Force Base and then proceed to Moran, where he will land on the specially developed highway strip. Several fighter jets are also expected to land as part of the program, while some will conduct flypasts. At around 12 noon, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the newly constructed Kumar Bhaskar Varman Bridge over Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, before opening the temporary campus of the Indian Institute of Management Guwahati and the handing over of 100 center-funded electric buses to the state. He will also launch the hyperscale data center at Amingaon. The National Human Rights Commission has taken Suomoto cognizance of a reported blast at an illegal coal mine that killed several workers in the Thangskai area of East Jayantia Hills in Meghalaya. The commission has issued a notice to the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police, Meghalaya, calling for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. The report is expected to include the status of the rescue operation, compensation to the aggrieved families, and police investigation, as well as steps taken by the authorities to ensure that such incidents do not recur. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday visited internally displaced persons in Jiribam district bordering southern Assam. Khemchand first visited the relief camp in Jiribam Higher Secondary School campus, where he interacted with the inmates. Later, he visited the Kalinagar relief camp. A wheelchair was presented to an elderly woman under palliative care scheme who is taking shelter at the relief camp, and foundation stone was laid for IRB barracks at the 87 Battalion CRPF headquarters. While interacting with internally dispersed persons, the Chief Minister appealed to everyone to work towards removing the trust deficit and move forward towards peace and development. He stressed on his commitment to a unified Manipur free from caste and community lines. Earlier, before leaving for Jiribam, the Chief Minister flagged off a tour team of all Manipur Working Journalists Union who are visiting Vietnam. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan attended a public representatives conference at Agartala organized in connection with the VBG Ramji Act 2025. On the occasion, the Union Minister, as part of his official visit to Tripura, virtually inaugurated 179 development projects across various sectors and participated in a beneficiary felicitation program. Addressing the conference, Chauhan highlighted the new direction of rural development under the VBG Ramji Act. The Union Minister also announced that a special team of top agricultural scientists would be sent to prepare a dedicated agricultural roadmap for Tripura. Later, Chauhan addressed a press conference and praised Tripura for its commendable performance under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, stating that the state has done excellent work in ensuring housing for the beneficiaries. In Nagaland, the higher secondary school leaving certificate examination will begin today and continue up to March 9th, with a total of 16,095 candidates appearing in the three streams in 68 examination centres across the state. The high school leaving certificate examination will commence tomorrow, with 23,505 candidates enrolling to appear for the matriculation exam in 98 centres. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nephew Rio has extended his best wishes to all students appearing for the HSSLC and HSLC exams and to the Nagaland Board of School Education for the smooth conduct of the two exams. In Meghalaya, the Department of Tourism yesterday organized the land handover ceremony for the proposed five-star Holiday Inn resort at Hotel Polo Orchid, Thura. The event was attended by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Tourism Minister Timothy D. Shira, and other dignitaries. In his address, the Chief Minister said the 130 crore rupees project represents a major leap for the Garo Hills region, driven by the state's vision to transform Meghalaya into a $10 billion economy. He also announced an innovative scheme for the National Games 2027, offering 70% subsidy support for homestays. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister inaugurated the first skate park in Garo Hills at Government College Thura as part of the sports infrastructure development project. The Northeastern Council has released more than 5.7 crore rupees for various development projects in Nagaland last month. This was updated by the Ministry of Donor in its January status report. The projects include a community trade link centre at Jaluki in Peren district, a working women's hostel in Kohima, infrastructure for off-road tourism, a bamboo incense and toothpick manufacturing unit at Jaluki, as well as classroom and hostel facilities at Government Polytechnic, Sethikema C in Chumukedima. In addition, 5.61 crore rupees was sanctioned under the NESIDS roads scheme for construction of the road from Jaluki on National Highway 129A to the new DC Complex Model Township in Peren District. Overall, the NEC has released over 81.5 crore rupees across the Northeast in January to support infrastructure, livelihood, research and cultural initiatives. The Northeastern Council has released over 6 crore 78,000 rupees for Arunachal Pradesh in January. The fund was released for promotion and literary development of mother languages of Arunachal Pradesh, construction of tourism complex at Saparijo, Kicho, under Raga in Kamle district, construction of mini football stadium at Chokham in Namsai district, construction of boys hostel at DK College in Tawang, and infrastructure development project for deprived community, namely mayor of Anjao district. In addition to state-specific releases, the NEC also disbursed additional fund for northeastern states last month. For Arunachal Pradesh, it was released for Mithun Conservation for Breeding Center, Eagle Nest Bird Festival at West Kameng District, and construction of college. The Arunachal Pradesh government will felicitate 15 women achievers and institutions run for women's welfare with Women Achievers Awards on the occasion of International Women's Day. Recipients of the award will be announced every year on the 20th of this month. About 10 awards will be conferred to women in individual category with a citation and a cash of 1 lakh rupees each. 5 institutions or NGOs working for women's welfare will be awarded with a citation and 2 lakh rupees each. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh yesterday graced the closing ceremony of the 34th Manipur State Taekwondo Championship 2026 at Kuman Lumpak Indoor Stadium, Imphal. The 4 days championship was participated in by 32 teams, reflecting the widespread enthusiasm and competitive spirit of Taekwondo across the state. The Chief Minister distributed prizes to the winners and congratulated all participants for their dedication and spirit. Later in the evening, the Chief Minister inspected ongoing road construction works at Thangal Bazar. He reviewed the progress of the project and interacted with officials on site, emphasizing the need for timely completion and quality execution for the convenience of the public. And before we wind up, a quick look at the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Assam on Saturday is set to create a historic moment as he will land and take off from Northeast's first highway-based emergency landing strip at Chabua in Dibrugarh district. National Human Rights Commission takes Suomoto cognizance of reported blast at illegal coal mine that killed several workers in East Jaintia Hills district of Meghalaya. And Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh visits internally displaced persons in Jiribam district and stresses on his commitment to a unified Manipur. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.